Miracy.
If you have that direct relationship and you can talk with people in depth and in their unique context to understand their needs, that can lead you to really powerful ideas for your courses. And it's also a whole lot easier to sign people up if you've already developed that in-depth personal relationship with them.
Hello, and welcome to Course Lab, the show that teaches creators like you how to make better online courses. I'm Danny Eaney, the founder and CEO of Miracy, and I'm here with my co-host, Abe Crystal, the co-founder of Rizuku.
Hey, Danny.
In each episode of Course Lab, we showcase a course and creator who is doing something really interesting, either with the architecture of their course or the business model behind it, or both. Our guest today is Happy Leopold. Happy is a financial educator, investment strategist, and the founder of Easy Finance Academy. Happy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Danny. Thank you, Abe.
So let's just start at 30,000 feet. Tell us, you and I know each other quite well, but for the benefit of our listeners, who are you? What do you do? How did you come to be doing it? Tell us your story.
I was born and raised in Cameroon, and I came to Canada in 2005. So when I came to Canada, I didn't speak any English, and I barely had $200 on me. So I went to one of the major banks here to open up an account. And I requested to have someone who will speak French. So they get me a gentleman. For some reason, that gentleman opened up two accounts for me, a checking and a savings account. He might have maybe explained to me why he opened those accounts, but because of the language barrier, I didn't really get it. And he also gave me a bank card. So as I was using my bank card, randomly I would choose sometimes savings, sometimes checking. And then when my statement came for my savings account, I saw $18 and change for withdrawal fees. Because I didn't know the savings account was not meant to be used on a daily basis. I was really pissed because being on a very limited budget, it was taking almost 20% of what I had. So that frustration led me to get people around me to figure out why that fee was actually charged. And then I came across one of the friends who say, oh, you know, just leave us alone. So what is $18? This is just $18, Happy. But I told him this is a big chunk of my budget. And he said, okay, why don't you just go and work in the bank? I say, oh. Are you serious? Can I be hired in the bank? He said, of course, yes. But I said, I don't speak any English. He said, then Canada is bilingual, it can hire you. And I said, okay, seriously? So, okay, where do I get started? And that gentleman, he was thinking I was joking. I said, no, I'm really serious. Can they hire me? Then he took me online. So we make an appointment. He took me online. He showed me where all the job postings were for most of the major banks here in Canada. And I applied. So I ended up in the investment department with TD Waterhouse. And during my time there, you know, I love really what I do. And people also love me in the team. My client also love me. And at some point, I was given the opportunity to assist client with a minimum of $500,000 to something close to $1 billion. To me, that was really a nice opener. And then, I helped my client to grow their portfolio from 5, 6, even sometimes 8 and 9 figures. And while I was there, I just realized with time that people like the way I explain stuff to them. I was actually seeing even some client who was lining up to talk to me. And what also was surprised to me was the fact that some of those clients, despite the size of the portfolio, some of them, I realized some of them do not have maybe an investment degree or anything related to finance. And when I was looking at the size of the account, for some information I was taking for granted, I was like, how did he manage to get there? And then that started getting me to think, am I really at the right spot? How can someone be this wealthy and still coming here for basic information? So this is kind of what starts getting me to think, okay, maybe Happy, you should maybe reconsider your position. Are you at the right spot? You know, I wanted to also be with like those clients. I started dreaming and until I came across Danny Eaney.
So you came across training around creating online courses and you set out to create your own. Tell us about who you decided to serve and the courses that you created.
Okay, so after I started watching my investor, my client, I just realized that they were very comfortable financially. So I started thinking, because many of those clients did not look like me, I started thinking like something's wrong here. Maybe this is some of the information I'm sharing here I could also be able to share in my own community. Because there were many people like me, maybe who had the same struggle, the same challenges. And I remember there was a day where one of our clients called me. He was from Vancouver, a business client. He called me and I talked to him. We had a maybe over an hour conversation about training options. And this client say, "Happy, I'm going to fly my private jet to get you from Toronto to Vancouver. I want you to come here for a weekend. You're going to work with me if you agree." The call was taped. The call was recorded. And I knew I was not allowed to do so. After that conversation, I went to my boss. I said, "Listen to this conversation. This client invited me. He said he's going to send his private jet to get me, to fly me from Toronto to Vancouver to show him options." To me, that was like, I really got a goosebump from that conversation. And I also started getting me to think, you know what, Happy, maybe you're sitting on a gold mine. And I started from that moment serving some of my clients. Then I created my first course, which is a course to demystify the stock market. Because so far, this is one of the challenges people have. So when they think about the stock market, you know, they think about the mystery around it. They think about the fact is a place you can only lose. They think about the risk. So far, I've built 6 courses. So 3 courses on stocks and 3 courses on options. So my first course on stocks will help you to demystify the stock market, what it's about. So when the student come, they can demystify. I tell them exactly what the stock market is about. I'll teach them how to read stock quotes. I will teach them what it takes to be on the stock market. You need a broker. So who is a broker? How do you choose the right one? I'll get them to practice with paper money accounts. I'll show them how to enter real trades, how to buy, how to sell, how to place stop losses. And then I'll also help them to open the actual accounts. So I mean, when my students come to my first program, I'll help them to demystify. And by the time they're leaving, so their account is fully open. So they are ready to be on the market. If they want to buy any company, they know how to do it. So that would be my first course. And then my second course is to show them how you can make money when the market is going down, just like right now. So you can make money on the down. So you don't only make money when the market is going up. You can also make money when the market goes down. So this is what I teach my second course. And my third course will be how to understand what is happening now, the geopolitics, how is that related to your portfolio, how to put together a portfolio. So how do you diversify? Besides stocks, there are also some other asset classes like bonds. And I also get them to understand if you want to trade, you can go into options. That would be using like a limited budget with leverage that can give you good exposure maybe to be successful.
I guess, can you talk us through a bit, what have been your challenges in helping people learn these more? I mean, they're fairly in-depth and somewhat tactical topics in some ways. What have been the challenges in helping people learn in this domain, and how have you addressed those challenges and helped people learn effectively?
Yeah, my challenge number one is the fact that people don't believe that the stock market is a place, you know, it's a safe place where you can actually learn and really make money. People confuse the stock market with just a gambling, you know. So they confuse the stock market for gamble. And so I need to take the time now to get them to understand exactly what it's about. But once they figure out what it's not just like a casino, once they understand that it's not, you cannot get rich overnight, once they understand that it takes real education to get into it, you know, some people usually they want to go to the next level. So my first course, I mean, even before my courses, I do like a webinar, like usually 2 hours webinar where I get them to understand, first of all, you know, where I prepare them to understand what they should be expecting. And then once they are there, they can take my first course. And the way I design the course, so when you take the first one, then you realize you need to take the second one and the third one.
Happy, I'm curious, whenever you're in a teaching context, right, you're teaching people how to do things, sometimes they do it better, sometimes they do it worse. And you have people practice, of course, with the paper money accounts, but at some point they turn on their real account and they might be too aggressive. They might not pay attention to something. They could find themselves losing money. Have you ever had someone try to do this and be unsuccessful and then come back to you and say, you know, look, I lost all this money and it's because of you? How do you manage those expectations?
Okay, so that is a very good question. So at the beginning, I have to speak with my lawyer to know exactly what I should discuss with my student, making sure I don't cross any lines. So my disclaimers are very clear from the beginning. So at the beginning of each class, I will share my disclaimer with them. So this is a place where we don't guarantee any success, but I share with them my key. So I've created my own key to success. The first element of my key to success, the education. So you need to make sure you understand. If you don't understand, don't do it. Take the time to study. So it's a safe place. And my analogy here is with the, I do an analogy between the stock market and the highway. So you cannot go on the highway without driving license. So coming to me and get the course, just like getting your driving license to get to the highway. So, but if you get the, if you get your driving license, you'll be comfortable driving. So you're going to have, you'll be comfortable driving. You'll be confident on the highway, and you know how to read signs, how to read stop sign. But there's no guarantee that if you take your driving license, there's no guarantee you won't make any accidents, right? So you just reduce the odds of making an accident. So this is kind of what I share with them. So, and you are better off getting a driving license, even though you don't have a car, right? Because you may find a nice job where they say, this is a car for, you know, for that position. So it's better to have a driving license if you don't have the car. So this is what I tell my student. You better know how to, you know, what the stock market is about, how to build wealth in the stock market, even though you don't have the capital right now. And this is another tool also to beat the inflation. So my student understand very well. And also during our journey, because my courses are 6 sessions and I provide them with 6 months of coaching as well. So during those coaching, I put a lot of emphasis on the fact that this is not advice. This is just giving you information. So I'm just giving you this for education purposes. So the last decision will be yours. And they fully understand that. But I have also some students, and I have a community of my students so I can see their result. I also encourage them to share, you know, their wins, to share their failures. So, and we need to reflect on what did not work. So we need to learn something from each of the failure we have. So if you tell me I lost money here, can you tell me why did you make this trade? Are you sure you follow the rules? And sometimes when my students share their failed trade, so we reflect together on those trades as a community. We also celebrate the wins together. So that helps them to understand, you know, that they can, you know, and also get them to understand just right from the back that there is no way you cannot lose in this environment. So sometimes you need to lose in order to learn a lesson. So they are pretty comfortable with that.
I mean, there's
awesome.
There's a lot of information just online about stocks investing. How do you set your courses apart or like get people to invest significant amounts of money to you when there's so much free information available?
I like that question. Yes, there's a lot of information available online, but it is actually difficult to find someone who knows what he's talking about, because the people who actually know, the people who actually understand, they don't have the time to teach the other people. They have the time to make their own money. So you're going to see many people online who don't even know what they're talking about. But people who actually understand, they trade for themselves, they make money for themselves. Now, I tell my students, so if you want to come into this environment, is make sure you invest in yourself. Make sure you talk to an expert with proven track record, can show you their own result. And also, many courses online are just pre-recorded. All my classes are still live. So I can be in the classroom setting with my student on Zoom, so they have the opportunity to ask me questions live. And I also tell them sometimes, even with me in the class, sometimes I may explain a concept where you ask me a question 2-3 times before, you know, you got it. Imagine if you're just on your own, listening to just recording, you don't know who to ask the question to. You may send maybe an email, but how much time it takes for someone to get back to you. So my students appreciate the fact that we are together in the class setting, and also the fact that I provide them with 6 months of coaching where they can come back to me.
Cool. Thank you. I mean, Happy, are there other lessons learned or, you know, things that you've discovered that you'd like to share with other course creators or advice you'd have for people looking to make their courses more successful?
Yeah, I would say to someone who wants to make, I would say beyond the course right now. So the way I look at this, I'm not just running courses. I'm running also a business around my courses with the help of the Miracy. So I develop a business around my courses, and I also help my student. That helped me to get my student to move to the next level, to grow, to really get the transmission they're looking for. And it also helped me to share my own experience with them. So I started with showing them what the stock market is about, so you can leverage the stock market to raise money. So once you have that, you can move to the next stage of wealth creation, which is real estate. And then if you have the stock market and real estate, you can easily transition into something more meaningful. So I usually ask my students, imagine the environment where you had no bill to pay. Would you be doing exactly the job you're doing today? Many of them will tell me no. So because I know that many of them are not enjoying what they're doing, so also thinking just beyond the course, yeah, they came to me to get a course. How can I help them reaching their goal, you know, achieving something more fulfilling? So I'm also using my own platform as an incubator. So some of my students, some of my successful students, so I've chosen them to be part of my team. So to be, I call them my champion. So I'm training them to be coaches. And the goal is also to, if they succeed, I want them to be tomorrow leaders. I want them to be part of my team. I want them to grow as well so they can see that transformation I'm really talking about. And if I were to share any tips with any other course creator, I would say I don't look at a course just as a course, because I also find a way to value my student who trust me. So I celebrate my student. I've created, you know, I have awards, I have certificates just to show them that there was value into, you know, into what they're doing. So every year I tend to have to host an event just to celebrate my students. So I'll say overall, so far that has been working for me. And I also recently created a mastermind just to also help them, you know, take them to the next level. So this is, I'll say this is where we are.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, that's all I have. I can do the readout if you don't have any other questions, Danny.
No, that was fantastic. Thank you, Happy.
Another big thanks to Happy for joining us today. Happy Leopold is the founder of Easy Finance Academy. To learn more about him and all his investment courses, head on over to easyfinanceacademy.com. That's easyfinanceacademy.com.
Now stick around for my favorite part of the show, where Abe and I will pull out the best takeaways for you to apply to your course. You know, Abe, what jumped out to me the most was, so Happy's operating in a niche where he teaches people how to make money. And this is like the kind of stereotypical archetypal, everyone thinks, oh, it's easy to build courses and sell them for lots of money when you're teaching people how to make money. And I think what is often forgotten in that is that, first of all, it's an incredibly saturated space, right? You go on YouTube, you search how to trade stocks, how to trade options, et cetera, you're going to find so much free content, much more so than just about any other niche. And not only that, because the stakes are very high and it's so highly regulated, everything is surrounded by disclaimers. So he's like, not only can you find a ton of free information out there, but also, I want to make very clear that there is no guarantee that any of this will work, and you could be unsuccessful, and I want to be super upfront about that. And yet, in spite of that, he has been able to carve out a niche for himself and do very, very well. But I think just that context is important to keep in mind for everyone who's like, oh, well, it's easy if you're teaching people how to make money. It's like, no, in a lot of ways, it's much harder. So I thought that was just instructive to see and have that pointed out. Abe, what jumped out to you?
Yeah. I mean, what do you see is the lessons there that are applicable for other people, you know, creating courses in a, not necessarily in finance, although it could be, but in any very saturated area like that, what can they learn from Happy's experience?
Well, anytime you're going into a saturated space, you want to look at what is not available or common or easy to find in the space. So to his point, right, there is a ton of free information out there, videos on YouTube, articles, etc. There is not a lot of access to an instructor who cares and is qualified. And so all of his courses are delivered live, even though the direction where everyone wants to go is pre-recorded courses, set it and forget it. You don't have to touch it. It just, you know, makes money while you sleep sort of thing. But that would be much harder to do in a premium way on a topic like this that is so saturated with free information. People are like, no, I want to be able to be there and talk to a teacher. The 6 months of coaching that he offers where people can get input and workshop their trades and the things that they're considering and do the practice work with paper trading, paper money, I think is what he called it, where it's essentially it's a practice account. You're not using real money, but you get to see how it would work in real life. Being able to get that hands-on practice and get that guidance and feedback and have it all be interactive and live, that's what sets it apart. And that's what would work in a lot of contexts, right? When I think about another saturated niche, which is health and wellness and weight loss and that sort of thing, very similar. And we've interviewed people on the show who are doing very well in a very analogous way, right? Charging premiums for access and support and coaching and interaction. And, you know, the same would apply in you know, any number of saturated niches. So if the space is saturated, you want to look at, well, what is it saturated with and what is missing that people would want and value?
And I guess the other piece of his story was, like, it's not like he sat down one day and said, I should build a course about stocks and investing. This came out of years of work with people and building relationships, hearing their questions, and they were essentially demanding that he create this course because they had questions and they wanted to learn from him. That sometimes gets overlooked as a way to get into building courses or having an education-based business is, yeah, just working personally with people first. You know, in a lot of cases, that might be in more of a coaching capacity. In his case, it was doing like financial advising. But if you have that direct relationship and you can talk with people in depth and in their unique context to understand their needs, that can lead you to, you know, really powerful ideas for your courses. And it's also a whole lot easier to sign people up if you've already developed that in-depth personal relationship with them.
It's also an important validation step. I mean, this idea that you go straight from, I think I've figured this out, to now I should teach about it. There's a missing piece in the middle, which is, let me help some people with this and make sure I actually know it as well as I think I do. And I understand the boundary conditions on where it works and where it doesn't. So yeah, very important. The other thing that I thought was interesting, we didn't go into a lot of depth or detail on it, but he has not just a course, he has a suite of courses, right? He has three courses on stocks and three courses on options. And they daisy chain very well from one to the next. And so people join one course and pretty soon they've taken a handful of courses. There's kind of like an internal funnel going on after someone has become a customer. And I thought that was a very clever setup for a logical progression where every course gives people exactly what was promised and then some. They're happy with what they got out of it. They're like, oh, this is a big topic and there is more and I want to move on to the next one. That's all I got. Do the readout.
Thank you for listening to Course Lab. I'm Abe Kristol, co-founder and CEO of Riziku, here with Dan Eady, founder and CEO of Miracy. Course Lab is part of the Miracy FM podcast network, which also includes such shows as Making It and Once Upon a Business. This episode of Course Lab was produced by Cynthia Lamb. Jeff Govertson assembled the episode. Danny Eany is our executive producer, post-production by Post Office Sound. Another thanks to Happy Leopold for coming onto the show today. Remember, you can learn more about him over at easyfinanceacademy.com. To make sure you don't miss anything we've got coming up on Course Lab, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And if you like the show, we'd love it if you could leave us a star review. It really does make a difference. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.